Papal Pen Pals is what the book is. Well, what you've headlined the book, it's actually called something slightly different. Tell me
about it. It's called Dear Pope Francis, The Pope Answers Letters to Children from Around the World. And it's 30 letters. The children are from 30 different countries. And it's been about a year or two in the making, mainly through Loyola Press in Chicago. And it's being published on Tuesday throughout the world in the 30 languages by Jesuit publications in every country that we have a publishing office in.
Have we an Irish letter in it?
We have, from Clara, who's in the Bunscall in Galway.
And did she write in Irish?
She did, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
will
lovely.
Will I read
yes,
that
please,
what she wrote?
Please, I'd love that.
So, A Fapa Punchia Sakara. An Arientu Marfapa Gurtu Aher Egandan Omlon. Michelle Mas Clara.
So I guess she's asking him, does he feel like a father to the whole world?
Do you feel like a father to everyone? He writes back just a few lines. They're all short answers, but they're very serious questions to him, and he does his best with them. And he just says, every priest likes to feel he's a father. Spiritual fatherhood is truly important. I feel it deeply. I couldn't think of myself in any other way except as a father. And then he refers to her drawing. And I very much like your drawing with a big heart in which there's a dad with two little girls. Are you the one with the teddy bear? Yes, Clara, I like being a dad.
Isn't
so
that gorgeous?
Each of the drawings, or each of the letters has a coloured drawing in them.
Yeah.
And they're all in English in the book except that one.
That's what a lovely reply to get.
Yes. Yeah, lovely.
And
so he's a good number of letters. I'll give you a clue of some of them if you like.
Yeah,
or later.
Yeah.
He says, if you could do one miracle, what would it be? And he says, your drawing makes me think there's a big dark cross and a rainbow and the sunshine behind it. I like that. And the miracle, he says, I'd like to heal children. He finds it very difficult to understand how children are ill.
Yes.
And then another one, Dear Pope Francis, my mum is in heaven. Will she grow angel wings? And will say to her that your mum will always look after you.
Gosh.
He's sensitive to the pain of them as well.
Mm. And they're not all soft, fluffy letters, as you said.
They're not
difficult
questions. I wouldn't like to be asked some of them myself.
Yeah,
my mum is in heaven and she grow angel wings. She
tough.
Watches you and smiles at you as her son. This was from Luca in Australia, and a sad face.
Yeah.
And even if you don't behave, she still loves you and asks Jesus to help you become a better person.
That's the humour there from Pope Francis. Yeah.
Yes.
The publishers have done a fantastic job. It's a
colour. They've done a very good job on it, yeah.
And
they've published 150,000, printed 150,000 in the USA and 25,000 in Spanish. So they're really pushing it well. And there's a few video clips of a minute or two on our website. I'll give you an address for that later.
Mm, yeah. And you're now, I suppose, given the responsibility of promoting this book in Ireland.
Yes.
And it would strike me, looking at it, that this would be a gorgeous gift for First Communion.
It would. For First Communion or confirmation.
Or confirmation,
gift. And it's something new because there's a limited amount of what you can buy for confirmation or First Communion. This would be an ideal present for, and it's this year and it's very up to date.
Mm, yeah.
And it is a very human question. Another one is, Dear Pope Francis, when you were a child, did you like dancing? And he says, very much, dear Prajla. And he goes on to say he liked the traditional dances of Argentina and tangos as a young man.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yes.
So there's a little narrative as well as to how this book came about. Who sat down with the Pope to do the...
Well, Father Sparada, he's the man who's done a lot of interviewing with the Pope. He's the editor of Civiltà Cattolica. In Rome. He's a Jesuit in Rome. And he wrote down, he met with the Holy Father. It says here, Pope Francis greeted him with a smile, offered him a drink of apricot juice, and then they began the task. Father Sparada brought 259 letters written in 14 different languages. And the Pope went through them and they selected 30, partly as well that they would be representative of the countries.
Yes.
And boys and girls.
Yeah, and I'm sure he wished he could have answered them all.
Oh, he would, yeah, he would. And then on the day before yesterday, I think it was Tuesday in Rome, there was a gathering of 10 of the children with the Pope, and they presented him with the book and presented him with gifts from all their different countries. And you can actually see that on a two-minute video clip on the messenger.ie website if you click into Facebook on it. And it's a lovely video. Mm. Of course, he hugs them all. And but there's one interesting one. There's a boy who's a bit bigger and older than the rest, but he wasn't going in for the huddle. He just said, I'm delighted to meet the Pope because I might never meet him again in my life.
Yeah, oh, that's lovely. I mean, when you look at this, obviously it strikes you as a book. It's a colourful book, a picture book, something quite simplistic. But obviously any sort of way of getting kids to kind of maybe sit down, even with their families,
yes,
is important.
Yeah, and also I think in the class a lot of them would have written a letter, and you can only select one of them, so it did a lot for the children who did write them as well. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
And do you know the process by which Clara from Galway was chosen?
I don't, to be honest. Yeah, I just know the letters went in, and then they probably said, now we'll have one from Ireland, and maybe it was a theme that he hadn't covered before. He didn't want to have 30 letters the same. Mm. So I think that would be it. And she was brought to Rome.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah, Father Paul Campbell, who's an Irish Jesuit in Loyola Press, presented them to the Pope with Father Sparada, obviously. Mm.
And it's, I mean, her question is powerful. Like, do you feel like a father to everyone? What a responsibility.
Exactly, yeah. And he has that. And, you know, I think the Pope's love of children, it's matched by his gestures. Like, we've all seen on the various visits to where we go immediately to a sick child. You know, I saw him coming down the steps of the altar there in Mexico, quite with difficulty, straight over to a child in a wheelchair and back up again. Mm. So his gestures match his words, and that's why they're not empty gestures.
Yeah, and it does strike you that he struggles with, as you said, with children facing a serious illness.
He does, yeah.
It seems and, difficulty for him.
And he speaks, I haven't got it in front of me, but he speaks of his own childhood as well.
Yes.
And obviously he had quite a happy childhood and a great love for his grandmother. He quotes her a lot.
Yeah.
The first person he quoted on his first talk was his granny. Everybody but thought he'd quote theology. And that's where he has that deep religious sense to him, which comes a lot from Argentina. It's a very different culture to ours.
Yeah. But in ways not dissimilar to Ireland,
no,
though.
Exactly. Yeah. I hope he'll come here as well.
It'd be amazing.
That's another story.
Yeah. Father Donal, as a Jesuit, do you feel a particular responsibility to be seeking ways to promote the Pope because of his own background?
Yeah, well, I think it makes a big difference, you know, and he was in Milltown in Ireland. He's visited the country, and he often brings that up when he meets people. He says, I remember Dublin, I remember Limerick. He came to learn English, but I think he came really for a rest after a very tough time as provincial in Argentina, at a tough time in the government, as we all know.
Yes.
So I'd feel a rapport with him, but I also love his message of compassion and joy and mercy. Mm. I think he's put official words on a lot of what was going on for a while.
Now, the book is called Dear Pope Francis, the Pope Francis Letters from Children Around the World, and it's by Pope Francis, which is lovely. Where can they get information
on
it?
It's on sale in Veritas bookshops and other bookshops. A lot of it has been ordered. It can be got online at www.messenger.ie or by phoning up and ordering it. It's $14.99. It's a very attractive book. It brings a bit of the joy of the Pope as well.
I have the copy here, but it's just beautiful. Congratulations to everyone involved.
Well, thanks very much.
Well, we'll watch it shooting up the non-fiction list as
that'd be great. It'll be brilliant,
and it deserves it. And we'll keep in touch. And sure, you never know, we might catch up with Clara at some stage in the future for a little chat.
Yes.